What's good in the hood, people? It's the kid Rashawn, and I have a little assistance from my partner in crime, Jay. Today, we're going to explore the problem of police brutality. And with that being said, I want everyone to imagine something. Imagine yourself or a family member being the victim of a police brutality case. The hashtag Black Lives Matter is all about getting the black community's voice heard and drawing attention to problems of race in our society. According to its official mission statement and movement explanation, Black Lives Matter is working for the visibility of black lives. The organization is known for saying, "We are working together to rebuild the black liberation movement." I was reading an article the other day, and it said, "Black Americans' continuous experience with racial injustice prompts questions like, what is racism and why does it exist? How do we survive in America? And since no one ought to live like this, what is to be done?" The black experience both motivates and unifies these questions. It is exactly the reason why we can identify and study something called black thought. After I read the little snippet of the article, I stopped and thought to myself, we should be asking questions like, why are you racist? Or asking white people, well, what did we really do to you guys in the first for you to act like this towards us? But if we do speak up and call them on what they're doing wrong, we would be wrong, right? And, you know, some people might say, why does he keep saying we and us? It's only because I am a black American and I feel like I relate to what Black Lives Matter and the organization is doing. But let me stop rambling on and on. Without further ado, let me introduce to you guys the coolest, wokest officer that we have here at Pearl Cone, Officer Gallen. How are you doing today, sir? I heard you was pretty busy. I have a couple of questions for you before I let you go, because, you know, you're a busy dude. Is that all right with you? First, I want to ask you a little question. It might sound a little weird, but if you had to define police brutality, how would you define it? Which leads me to my next question. How do you either feel towards white officers that's been a part of police brutality case or officers that encourage that? I could just say, on the outside looking in, what's your view? Which leads me to my last question. If you had the power to change police brutality, what would be the first steps you take in changing that? Yeah, that's pretty much all for now, officer. Thanks for your time, man. And now I hand it over to my assistant, because she got a lot of tea to spill for y'all.
Hey guys, it's your girl Jane, and I'm coming to you reading an article.
Hands Up, Don't Shoot was also a campaign sort of serving as the same purpose as Black Lives Matter. The biggest question I have personally, does making a movement and holding protests put forth the change?
It's those situations like Eric Garner that has everyday average black male questioning every day, when I go outside, is the possibility I get stopped by a police officer and he or she shoot me because I look intimidating? Excessive force is not needed for an unarmed person. 92% were killed by police shootings. Tasers, physical force, and police vehicles accounted for most other deaths. People that get stopped by the police that are unarmed, they 9 out of 10 made a quick movement or they looked intimidating. So police think it's okay to use deadly force for a simple headline. Officers were charged with the crime in only 13 of these cases. The world leaders want all the protests to stop, but do not charge the officers for something that had no reasoning for happening. In addition to that, it would be a totally different situation if the officers were black and the victims were white. 9 out of these 13 cases had video evidence. Most of these videos were captured by police body and dash cameras. Even with video evidence on how wrong the officer was, they still were not charged. Point in case Eric Gardner on July 17, 2014, was stopped by officers and manhandled, but while pinned down on the ground, he says, "I can't breathe," implying there is no resisting, only because he was about 6'4 and 250 pounds, plus they thought it was okay.